Thank you for listening to the Catch a Fire London podcast. For more information about CTF London, visit us on ctfl.life.
You know, these last 4 weeks, Stu and I have been royally undone, marked and set on fire like we never thought was possible. And there's power, there's fire, there's fun, there's laughter, but the reason for it all is Jesus. And I'm not really sure what's happening tonight or what I'm going to release, except the Lord said to me, I believe this morning, I'm turning the heat up, and then we've walked into 27 degrees in the UK. And I think the last 9 years of Catch a Fire London has been incredible, but I've never experienced anything like the last 4 weeks. And it's not about what your body does. It's not about how much noise you make. It's not about how many people are in the room. God bless bank holidays. You know, we had a really low number the other week, but the presence and power of God came in force. And I want to encourage you that wherever you're at tonight, put skepticism on one side and learn to trust the flow of the Spirit. We went to a church this weekend, and you know, every church is different. We all need to be different. But one of the cries of my heart and the cry of the leadership team, it came to be known, was they want the presence of God. Like they were desperate for the presence of God. And all I heard this morning was Moses, 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 Moses. And I'm like, God, that's a very big book. Exodus is huge. What do you mean, Moses? And I was reading through, and he just said these three things to me, and then ended with a kind of a whopper of a sentence. He said, Chloe, Moses knew the presence of God. Moses knew the power of God. Moses knew the promises of God. And then he said, now show me your glory. He lived a life of intense signs, wonders, and miracles. And then he said, show me your glory. What in the world? And I, looking at my life, just, I was literally today for about 6 hours just praying and worshiping and crying and praying and worshiping and crying. And my body was physically shaking. And Stu messaged me from church. He said, it was an amazing morning. And I'm like, that's incredible. Because God's on the move. And if he's on the move, I want to be in. I want to be in the very thick of it. And you know, the river of God, we were teaching this weekend, the river of God flows from the throne room. Too many people are sitting on the bank observing. Too many people have either been in the river and got out of the river and are now cold and damp, watching and observing people flying higher. And I believe there's an invitation tonight. The river of God is the presence of God. There's an invitation to come deeper. It's that whole Ezekiel 47 thing of being completely abandoned in the river. Because where the river goes, there's life. Someone say hallelujah. Just put a hand on someone near you and say, he's turning up the heat. My hand may be hot because the environment's hot. But right now, take it as a spiritual prophetic word. There's too much observation in the kingdom of God, and it's time for activation. About 7 years ago, the Lord said to me, a little less conversation and a little more action, Chloe. A little more less chat about it and a little more face down in abandoned worship and praise. And I look at where God's brought us. And I was crying out to him for more. And I said, I didn't know there was going to be so much more than what we've had the last 9 years. And then these last 4 weeks happened. I've been waking up in the night, crying out, the river is rising, the river is rising, the river is rising. And other times I've been waking up singing a song that Steve has kept repeating and repeating and repeating and repeating. Because Steve says it one more time every time. And there's something about the repetition that gets so deep in your soul. And I want a river of life flowing out of me. I want the river of God flowing out of me. But I don't want to be where I was yesterday even. Yesterday's encounter was yesterday's encounter. What's he going to do today? What's he going to show you today? And I was chatting with the Lord earlier and saying, Father, you have shown us so much of your power. Someone say power. You've shown us, you know, John and Carol, 2 weeks ago we had retreat and they were just, there's nothing more incredible than sitting and listening to our spiritual mom and dad tell us the crazy stories of when the power hit Toronto and people will literally be on their seat like Pullman wearing right there and within seconds would do a flying backward somersault and sit three rows back because the Holy Spirit touched them. Get ready, Paul. You're in the hot seat. You're in the hot seat. And the power, like the revivals of power that we've seen, the revivals of power and the power that we have seen, the blind eyes that have opened, the incredible miracles, the legs that have come back in line, the ears that have popped open, the financial miracles. Just right now, start thanking God for the miracles and power you've had in your life. This is not a lethargic time. This is a time to be tenacious. Just start to thank him right now. Just start to thank him for the favor. Start to thank him. Just start to thank him. Come on, church. Use your voice right now. Tell him you're thankful. Tell him you're grateful. Tell him you're thankful. Thank him for the power. Thank him for the power. Thank you for always coming, Holy Spirit. Thank you for always showing up. And we proclaim Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that your power that you won for us, we will never take for granted. The power that the Holy Spirit brings to us and lives within us and is around us, we will never take for granted. And Holy Spirit, teach us to honor you and honor the river. Teach us to honor you like we've never honored you before. Teach us, God. Teach us what it's like. Teach us what it's like to honor the power. Because we honor the person. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And I felt the Lord challenge me this morning, and he said, Chloe, sometimes you get so used to the testimonies that you forget the power that you carry. You forget the one who gives you the power, and you forget the bringer within you and the releaser of the power. And I was reading most of Exodus this morning and looking at Moses. You know, Moses was abandoned like an orphan. He was abandoned. He was shoved in a load of reeds. And he was literally, as his name means, he was drawn out of the reeds and shoved into royalty. Someone say hallelujah. That's me. He was drawn out and shoved in, not by his choice. He was drawn out of the reeds. He was drawn out and placed in royalty. And he was down. He was like a downcast little kid, but God raised him up. And then in Exodus 3, he had a first encounter as a humble shepherd boy of the burning bush. And I'm like, your first ever encounter was a burning bush. And an angel appeared, an angel, a messenger, a protector appeared. And then the fire of God, the very fire of God, boom, burnt, but didn't burn up the bush. And I look at that encounter and I'm like, God, everything of encounter, everything the fire touches has to change. You cannot have an encounter these last 4 weeks of encounters after encounters after encounters. If you are the same, I don't believe it was a true expression of encounter. Because you cannot leave unmarked when you've encountered the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And there's something of the holiness of God, of not taking the Holy Spirit flippantly, that we need to ensure that in these seasons we are heeding and yielding to the love of the Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because as time goes on, the encounters will get even more fiery. It was his first encounter. Someone say the burning bush was wild. I said it. It was wild. It was wild. And he lived to tell the tale. And when you have your encounters, it's not just about a knees up. It's not just about a jolly. It's not just about a fantastic high experience. It has to mean something. Because if you have an incredible encounter and the Lord touches you and you stand up again and you're still full of demons, well, then we need to reevaluate what that encounter was for you. When God touches your flesh, something happens. And it's time that we start to understand what the encounters of God truly mean. Is anyone really hot right now? I'm dripping. Okay, so I'm really hot. And it's not just the fire, it's like the temperature. So just stay with me for a moment. But I really, truly feel that, like Moses, we've been in that land and that time of promises. Who's had promises answered and fulfilled? If you're not putting your hand up, I guess you're not going to put your hand up for anything. No. Come on, just raise your hand if you're walking in promises. You know, Moses was someone who saw every promise come to pass. He lived in the promises of God. He lived in the fire of God. He lived in the power of God. He lived in the presence of God. But it wasn't enough. Turn with me to, which one should we do first? Let's go to Exodus 3. Go to Exodus 3, first of all. And I'm going to whiz through this because I want to end with something that the Lord showed me earlier. Exodus 3 says, "Now Moses was tending to the flock and a priest, and he led the flock to the back of the desert and the mountain of God." And verse 2, here we go. "And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of the bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed." Who's burning tonight? Who's burning? Who burnt last week? Here, right in this room, with the tears, this place was jam-packed last week, and the hunger. Were you as hungry on Monday as you were on Sunday? Were you weeping as much on Tuesday as you were on Sunday? Were you asking and crying out for encounters like you were on Sunday night? Because I look at this scripture, and when I look, it says about the glory of God's presence that transformed everything and anything it touched. Who did you transform this week because of your encounter on Sunday night? Who did you hug the hell out of that got transformed? We had people this weekend in Scarborough. Some people that had never understood or heard about the Holy Spirit. Imagine life without the Holy Spirit. Like, we take him for granted. We take his presence for granted. Woo! That's nice. We take his presence for granted. And these people, some of them had not ever understood the Holy Spirit. Every morning I'm like, how can I live without saying hi, Holy Spirit? And yet we have a knees up every week, being like, come on, God, more, we want more, we want more. What have you done with what he gave you last week? I'm done with just preaches. I'm done with just clever words. If it doesn't lead to transformation, if my quiet time is only a quiet time because I'm asking for revelation for a preach, then I'm using him. Everything we do has to be unto seeing him, has to be unto glorification, has to be unto loving him. Everything we do in the marketplace can't be so that we get in the eyes of our boss in a good position. It has to be so that we pull him into the glory we which ourselves have started to see. We can't ever stay in a place where we're like, God, I'm going to go to the prayer room because I want to teach the next thing on the mission school or whatever, and say the best word and be like this and release that. What are you doing with him when you're not asking for something for the marketplace? And we've had power. We've seen his presence. We experience him. But I will not abuse and use him. And if we can't as a church stand and release a preach without a point of encounter that pushes you further into the very eyes of Jesus, then we're missing the point of church. there's going to be some conviction. There's going to be some stuff going on in your hearts. And that's good, because he got me real good this morning. I was like, God, Stu walked in the room and I was bawling my eyes out. And I said, baby, remember the times when we've been so tired and we've like, oh my word, we need to prepare for church. And the Lord said, all those times, just repent. Repent for when you've come to me and ask for a word before you sought my face. You seek my face. I don't just want clever preachers. I want an encounter that marks me, because when I have an encounter that marks me, I have the authority to release an impartation to change someone else's life. Because the authority you get when you encounter the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords will give you the authority to see them go from glory to glory. And every encounter you have should change you. If you've still got the same issues as you had 5 years ago, ask someone to pray for your soul to come in line with your spirit. Ask for someone to help pull you back into the river. Some of us need pulling back off that damn bank. Some of us need help going from ankle deep to knee deep. Some of us are scared of encounters, but you know what? The eyes of Jesus. There is nothing like it. Just look at your friend right now, or put a hand on them and just pray for them. Pray for them right now that the Spirit of God will just bring them into a place of abandoned love and affirmation of who you are, so that you can meet him face to face. That you don't need to work up a preach. You don't need to work up anything. You don't need to work up the marketplace thing. If you encounter him truly, you will release him truly. You know, I said something last week about the glory of the latter house will be greater than the glory of the former house. But I've got to get my soul in the place of, have I done everything he asked me to do last week in that encounter? Have I fulfilled the promises I made to him last week before asking for more? Or have I just gone to the prayer room to ask for more so that I can give? I want more so that I'm literally like this with him. I just want more. I just want more. I just want more. And I felt these three things about Moses. You know, he was chosen to deliver a nation. He was highly trusted, and he was chosen for many encounters. And I felt tonight that some of us have seriously had some significant deliverance. Who, just raise your hand if you've ever had serious deliverance in your life. Come on. Yeah, we've had serious deliverance, and you are also deliverers. You help lead people out from captivity into freedom. And Moses saw those promises. He saw all those things, Israel, you know, the promises that God has said, and he led people out of captivity. But he saw the power too. He chose to part the Red Sea, and God gave him extraordinary power to part the Red Sea, but it didn't stay there. God then told him later on, now you close up the Red Sea. It wasn't just to see that first miracle. It was to see protection so the others couldn't cross. And I'm like, I don't want to be in a place where we see one part of a miracle, and why is the next bit not come? Why is the next part of the miracle not coming through? The same power that parted the Red Sea closed and shut down the Red Sea. And sometimes I think we live part way in the power and the miracle. And we forget that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, the same power that Moses went, and parted the Red Sea, also brought an incredible end to a huge miracle. There are often other halves to a miracle. And if you're in part of a miracle right now, I want to encourage you, you stand firm. You stand firm and you take authority. And you say, I've seen part of this, but I'm only 50%. I'm going to stand and believe in the presence and power until I see the fullness of the miracle. Because my God is not 50% God, he's 100% God. And if he could look at Moses, who was obedient and started as an orphan and rose to royalty and then started with the burning bush and then parted the Red Sea and then the whole everything, you know, struck the rock and water came out. There wasn't just part of a miracle. Sarah and Sam, you're partway through a miracle. You're part way, but that's not the limitation of your God. And it often takes us to stand and seek the face of God, not the miracle, to say, I'm going to see this come to pass. Some of us are looking too much at the finish of the miracle and forgetting the miracle maker. And Moses looked to God every step of the way. It was obedience. It was obedience. He stayed when he had to stay. He went when he had to go. He paused when he had to pause. And God's taking us into a season, I believe, of unprecedented miracles. But unless you seek the face of God rather than seeking the miracle itself, we miss the point of our existence on earth. And I want us to be a tenacious church who pursues miracles in terms of we pursue Jesus, the miracle maker. Because signs and wonders follow those who believe. I don't chase miracles, they chase me. They chase me because I'm tenacious in the secret place. They chase me because I'm abandoned in the secret place. They chase me because when I'm in the shops, I'm looking for ways to bless because Jesus would bless. They chase me. They chase me everywhere. How willing are you to be inconvenienced? Just slap a hand on someone near you gently and say, it's time for the fullness of your miracle. Xenia, I felt for you and Leon particularly that there was an extraordinary financial miracle on its way. I saw millions. And tomorrow about this time, things are going to change. Father, we look at our clock. What's the time, someone? What's the time? In fact, just jump to your feet really quickly. Just all of you, jump to your feet. But sweetie, come up to the front for a moment. This is my amazing friend. Woo! This girl. Can I have a catcher? Just, you know, is incredible. Maybe not Ash. I believe the Lord's saying Bishop Joseph does a preach. Ho! You! On tomorrow about this time, things are going to change. And Father, we thank you for the millions. We thank you for the power that they've seen. We thank you for the presence of God that they honor. That they honor you, honor the Holy Spirit. And Father, I thank you. I thank you for the purposes and promises. And you're about to enter a season of unprecedented miracles. I believe there are going to be golden doors opening them. People are going to be begging to give you their millions of pounds. And Father, I thank you, woo, that every nation and every tribe are going to hear the gospel because of TBN. I thank you, God, that every nation and every tribe are going to be walking in their promises because of TBN. I thank you, God, that every tribe and every nation are going to come to know Jesus. And I thank you for the power. I thank you for the power, yo, of this power couple. And Father, I ask the unprecedented, whoo, financial miracles will come their way tomorrow about this time. Yo, things are going to change. Tomorrow about this time, things are going to change. Come on, someone say it. Tomorrow about this time, things are going to change. You know, I went for a coffee with this one before Christmas and we gossiped about Jesus like I've never gossiped before. And there's something about gossiping about miracles and glory that welcomes the Holy Spirit. And so if you want the fullness of your miracle, start to gossip about what he's already done. Woo! Start to gossip about the 50% church. Start to gossip about what's about to happen. Start to gossip about the glory. Start to gossip about the future. Start to claim your promises and start to walk into what he's already promised. Start to grab hold of those things and let's say it together. Come on, tomorrow, about this time, Shabbat, things are going to change. They have to change because my God's God. He's God. And if Moses' first encounter was a burning bush with a fiery angel, what's your next encounter going to be? It set him up. It marked him. To say it again tomorrow about this time. Shut your eyes and say it to heaven. Tomorrow about this time, things are going to change. And now tell him what's going to change. Come on, tell him. Tell him that promise. Tell him that promise. Tell him that promise. Tell him the miracle that started. Ho! But tell him what it's going to look like in line with his promises. Because you know what? I've got loads of scriptures, but I want to go, and I can feel that Steve's going there. He knew the promises. And Catch a Fire London, we've known the promises of God. Is that true? Can someone say amen? We've walked in the promises. We're walking in the power. We're seeing his power. We're seeing his signs. We're seeing his wonders. We're seeing his miracles. We're seeing financial favor. We're seeing prosperity. Your power is amazing, God. We walk in his presence, but we want more. We want your glory, Jesus. We want your glory, Jesus. Moses begged the Lord. Verse 14, my presence will go with you, Moses, and I will give you rest. Verse 17, I will also do the very thing God said you have spoken. Please show me your glory. He saw the power. He knew the power. He saw the promises. He walked in the promises. He knew it all. And then he said, now show me your glory. What in the world? Some of us need to stop seeking the power. Some of us need to stop seeking the miracles. Some of us need to stop seeking the promises and return to his face. I want to see your face. I want to see your face. When was the last time you sat in your prayer room and just said, show me your glory? Come on, Steve, do you want to just sing that? If you want to see his face tonight, because I'm just not feeling anything else, just come to the front. Just kneel down if you want to kneel down. But this is going to be a time of just crying out to the Lord for his eyes. His eyes. It's his eyes. When you encounter his eyes, when you encounter his face, his request was not for more power. His request was not for more warmth of his presence. His request was, oh, that I see your face, God. Now show me your glory. Some have grown used to encounters. Some have grown weary of encounters. Some of us just want the power. Some of us are too scared to even think about encounter. But the Lord's calling us tonight to cry out for his face, to show us his glory. What does that look like, Catch a Fire London? Moses didn't follow a crowd. He followed the cloud. And in the end of Exodus, it talks about the tabernacle, where the cloud was, where the cloud was, where the cloud over the tabernacle was. And they only moved when the cloud lifted. God, we want to be in a place where we seek your face. And it's been wild the last few weeks, God. But right now, would you show us your face?
This holy place, show me your face, Lord, your power and your grace, and I can make it to the end. I could just see your face.
This is between you and him right now. I'm going to ask you, if you've gone to the prayer room and asked for a preach before you've looked at him, or if you've asked for something before you've gone to him, you've asked for a miracle before you've just been on your knees crying out to see his face, just repent.
You put your hand over his face, your presence he would not die. And all Israel saw your glory, and it shines down through the age. Now you've called me to boldly
seek
your face.
Father, as Catchafire London, we come before you. Jesus, we come before you. Would you show us your face, God? Would you show us your face, God?
Show me your face.
Take us deeper into your heart tonight, Father. We seek you for who you are. So we can stand.
I may stand in this holy.
Take us deeper into your presence, God. Show us your glory, God. Show us your glory, God.
Show me your face, Lord. Your power and your grace. I could make it to the end if I could just see your face. Show me your face, Lord. Show me your face. Then gird up my legs so I may stand in this holy place.
It's all for Jesus. Come on, lift your hands. Lift your face to Him.
Lord,
lift your face to Him.
Show me your power and your grace. And I could make it to the end. And I could just see your face. Show me. Show me your face. Then gird up my legs that I may stand in this holy place. Show me your face, Lord. Your power and your could just see your face.
Moses gave a passionate plea to see God's glory. There can be fireworks, there can be fire, there can be power, there can be all those things, but at the end of the day, I want to see Him. I want the person of Jesus himself. I want King Jesus. I want Jesus. I want Jesus. I want Jesus, the one who won it all. I want Jesus, the one who paid it all. I want Jesus. I want Jesus. I want Jesus.
In the ark of your presence, and in a manger a baby was born. Among kings and peasants, and all Israel saw your glory, and it shines down through the age. Now you've called us to to boldly seek.
So come on, boldly seek his face right now. You're waiting for me to do something, but I'm not going to. This is you.
Show
this is your relationship.
Your
it's your fire. It's your fireplace. So tend to your fire. Tend to your flame.
Show me
tend to your flame,
face.
Church.
Then gird up my legs that I may stand in this holy place. Show me your face, Lord, your power and your grace. I can make it to the end if I could just see your face. I am.
I'll stand.
beautiful one, we love your name. How we love your name, Jesus, you're the beautiful one.
God, some of you need to grab a hold of them afresh right now. And when you grab a hold of them, don't look at the promise, but look at those fiery eyes of King Jesus. Look at those fiery eyes of Jesus that died on the cross so that you can have life. And some of you are standing next to people that need pulling back into the river. So just grab a hold of someone. Put a hand on someone near you and say, how about you come with me into the river tonight? And as we worship, fix your gaze on him. Fix your gaze on him. He's the one. He's the beautiful one.
Flowing out.
I don't want to let the feel a little bit woozy. Just turn. Whoa. Just release the river over your friend right now. Just declare, come on, we haven't got any ministry team really tonight because it's bank holiday, but just ask God to release the river. Let the river flow. Sue and Paul.
Yes, the river is rising. Yeah, the river is rising. Yeah, the river is rising.
Come on, sing, release the river. Release the river from your
river is
heart.
Rising.
Release the river from the depth
the
of your soul.
The river is
tonight.
Rising. The river is rising. So sink or swim. Yeah, the river is rising. Yes, the river is rising. Yes, the river is rising. Are you gonna sink or are you gonna swim? Yeah, the river is rising. Yes, the river is rising. Oh, the river is rising. Sink or swim. Yeah, the river is rising. Oh, the river is rising. Yeah, the river is rising. Oh, sink or swim. Yeah, the river is rising. Yeah, the river is rising. Oh, the
the river, stay out of your depth in the river. And if you're mid-miracle, never forget Moses. He knew the promises, he knew the power, he knew the presence, but he said, now show me your glory, because my God's a way maker. He's a miracle worker, he's a promise keeper. And if that's who he is, it's who he is. So just seek his face, seek his face.
Way maker, miracle worker,
seek his
promise
face.
Keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Come on, declare it tonight, yeah. Waymaker,
miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness,
that's
my
who
God,
he is. Come on.
That is who you are.
It's who
oh,
he
is. Who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. That is who you are. Yeah, yeah. that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Oh, your God, that is who you are.
Come on, let's sing it one more time. Cheer tonight, come on, give him a cheer. You lot just keep on going. I mean, it's like you think you're coming to the end of the wave and then you just take the wave again. Honestly, it started with show me your face. All of this is about the intimacy and the devotion and the attention to Jesus. Someone say Jesus. It has to be about him. And he's waymaker. He's promise keeper. He's miracle worker. He's all of those things like Moses experienced. But never forget to seek his face. Ever forget to seek his face. So why don't you just now just commit with the Lord to seek his face afresh, to cry out, to show his glory to you. As we bring tonight to a close, we don't need a ministry time. That was the ministry time. But I also, the other thing, you know, I was this morning, the Lord was telling me about my impartations over the years. And before I do anything now, I put a hand on my soul and I ask the Holy Spirit to stir up everything I've received of impartation. And so when you've received an impartation, don't just think that's nice. Ask the Holy Spirit to awaken it. Ask the Holy Spirit to just keep that fire going and remind yourself of what history has won for you through Catherine Coleman, John and Carol Arnott, Duncan and Kate, Stu and Chloe, whatever. But just keep your fire tended to by seeking his face. Is that okay? So he's a waymaker, he's a miracle worker, he's a promise keeper, and that is who he is. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I just really felt something on that promise keeper line. And I want to just lead us into just a very short ministry time of times when we have believed the lie that he doesn't keep his promises, because the result may not have looked like you were expecting, and the answer to the prayer that you were looking for may not have come in the way that you wanted it to. And so I just want us to say this together, okay? Because I believe it applies to most people in the room. So I'm just going to lead us in a prayer of repentance that says, God, I'm sorry for believing stupid lies. Because they really are stupid. You always keep your promises. It's who you are.
You keep your promises.
Therefore, come on, come with me. Therefore, I will believe everything you have said to me. Everything you've written in your words. And everything I have had confirmed with the prophets and by your voice.
Everything you say.
You never lie. Yeah, some of your souls don't believe that. Right, speak to your soul. Say, soul, God never lies. I have proof that he keeps his promises. And then Holy Spirit, right now, I just ask that you would just recapture the answered prayers, the promises that you have fulfilled in the lives of every child in this room right now.